What do you want to be remembered for? What would you tell your children or family if you knew your days were numbered? And what steps would you take to leave a godly legacy? All of us leave a mark in this world, good or bad. Consider those listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11. What do you want to be known for, faith or fear? Consider the following ideas, some inspired by articles listed below and others from David's last words to his son Solomon in 2 Chronicles. Live to leave a legacy of joy during hardships, receiving and giving grace, modeling forgiveness and apologies, encouraging and inspiring others to greatness, giving your time, money, and possessions for God's work, giving unconditional love, hearing and doing God's word, doing good and productive word, leading and discipling people, and looking toward your heavenly home. What else would you add? Will you stop and pray for the challenge to live our lives in such a way that we leave behind a torch of godliness for others to continue? Father God, we thank you that you want us to live with the idea that there are others watching us, monitoring us, seeing whether or not we are modeling what we say and we are practicing what we say about you, about God, about what your word says, about Jesus. We want to live to leave behind what matters to you, Father God. So we pray that families will stop and take notice today. No matter where they are in their life and in their age, there's always someone watching us. And often it's either our children or our extended family, our friends. But as families, we want to leave a godly legacy so that the next generation will be amazing in your kingdom and even now be empowered. We pray, God, that we will learn to disciple more, encourage more, equip those that are around us, resource them, empower them, help them to be positioned for success through encouragement and affirmations. We also pray, God, that we will reaffirm them, reminding them what to do, point them to Jesus, reassure them that they're going to make it, that releasing them to do things and not do it all ourselves, to rejoice with them when they see wins and successes, to share the hope that we have in you, Lord Jesus, and that we are not home yet, that we are looking forward to our future heavenly home with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and with all other fellow believers that have gone before us and that will be coming into the kingdom later. We thank you for your word, and we praise you, Lord. Blessed are those who fear you, Lord, who find great delight in your commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Amen.